Okay, today is Daf Chaf Zayim. We are on Daf Chaf Vav and Beis up to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Maisa Lister." The story doesn't make the story kind of shifts to halacha. The halacha is that if it's a chilas harai, the previous Mishnah said you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Then they bring stories that they said, "No, let's go to the sukkah for water, for chilas harai." Doesn't make sense. The halacha is you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. So why are these Tanoim in the Mishnah being machmir to eat in the sukkah? Doesn't make sense. Chasur machshava. The answer is the Mishnah is missing words. Vachik itan. Here's what it should say. Im bol hachmir atzmo. If you want to be machmir about that, machmir, you can be machmir. V'les be mishum yuhara. You don't have to worry about being a yuhara. Means being a show off. There's a halachic thing about being a show off. Such a thing. But don't worry. If you go to the sukkah for even a chil zarai, you're not a show off. By the way, you're not a show off. Why are you not a show off? The Maritz Chai says because nobody knows what you're eating in the sukkah. Nobody knows what you're eating. Nobody knows if you're having potato chips, if you're having a full meal. So it's not you, Harrah. It's not a problem. It's not an issue. And my tsunami, there's a story. They wanted to taste something. That was not a chilas keva. It was a chilas harai. Maybe. Could be.
It's not that, okay, really you have to, you don't have to, but if you do, it's okay, and everybody...
Right.
It's on the same page.
According to one sheet.
What else could the reason be? What else is the reason? It's not Yuhara. Which is an issue. We don't even know what that issue is. But it's such an issue. Right? Well, Nach, well, Gamliel, Steak, Sosevis, Elisha, Mayim, they had two dates and some water, but Amru, and he said, Amru, hell, with sukkah, let's go to the sukkah. Right? Ukishinas no lola of Tzadok, Ochel Pachos Mikas Beitza, Nalu Mapa, Vachlu Vachutzel Zuka, Vlewa de Vacharov. He ate outside and he didn't go to the sukkah. That's why I said yesterday. You see from here that you don't have to be Machmir. Rav Tzadok was a Machmir. Rav Tzadok's a great man, bigger than all of us, and he was a Machmir. Haka Beitza Boi, Sukkah. But
you have to make a fine line. Where's the fine line between somebody who wants to do a mitzvah because they want to do a mitzvah anyway,
right,
and being a fool?
Right, exactly. It's not a fool. He's being machmir.
Yura does not mean machmir.
No, yura is meaning you're a show-off. Being haughty, exactly. So there's an inyut of not being haughty. Where do you draw the line between being machmir and being haughty?
So
I don't know.
So it's from a sukkah. She wants to go do the sukkah anyway.
So, right. So we don't know.
She wants to take a lulav.
Right.
And she takes a lulav.
Right.
She doesn't have to.
Correct. It's not because it's haughty.
It's not the same thing.
So when do you say haughty? I don't know. When do you say yuhara?
It's a bad example of it. One second. A woman is potter from mitzvah say she's not grown, right?
That's right.
So the answer is that there. Really, she's chayav. But she has a patur. It's a mitzvah say she's not grown. Really, she would be chayav.
So really, here.
There's a patur if it's less than...
There was never a fear from that.
You can say the same thing about women. There's never a chayav. There's an issue about what you're saying about... It's machlok as achronim, how you look at the mangrama. If what you said is true, or what we're saying is true. So,
I
don't know, that's what we're saying here, I don't know. Anyway.
It's difficult to know what the Mishnah is in fact teaching, because it gives no reason why these kachavim actually make the choices that they do. Are they doing it because it's raining, or they want to hear a shir, or...
Right, it's true. It doesn't say it. It's very, very vague. Right. Anyway, from Rav Tzadok's story, you see from here that if had it been a kibetza, he would have gone into the sukkah. So he would have said, you know what, that's already a big shir, I have to go to the sukkah for that. He would have done that. So Lema Tevet Yusuf de Rav Yosef, that's a refutation of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said 2 or 3 eggs. Here it's 1 egg. Or Vabaya, or Abaya, who said that the amount that a Talmud goes to eat before he runs to the shir. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Dilma, maybe the way we read the Mishnah is like this. Pachos mika beitza, if it's less than the beitza, netilu ubracha lo boy. He wouldn't require netil sidayim or a bracha achrona. Ha kebeitza, but if it was a beitza, boy netila ubracha, but he still wouldn't require to go into the sukkah until it was more than that, either by Abaye shir or Rabbi Yosef shir. Fine. Next. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Arba esrei su'udos chayef adam lechol besukkah, A person has to eat 14 meals in a sukkah. Where do you get 14 meals from? There are 7 days of sukkahs, 2 meals a day. 7 times 2 is 14. Right? Achas bayom v'achas balayla. Once by day, once by night. What's the kasha?
Shabbos.
Shabbos. What about shal shuddis? Says, listen to this unbelievable answer. What do you mean achas bayom v'achas balayla? Shouldn't it say achas balayla v'achas bayom? Doesn't it start at night? The answer is, we're not including the first night. The first night's a separate story of you have to eat in the sukkah at night because we're going to have that on machlokas. But what if you don't want to eat? What if I'm not hungry and I don't want to wash? Then you can play all those games. Not the first night. So it's 14 sudos after the first night. Because the 14th suda is shalosh hodos. And great vart?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it? Good, I'm glad you like it.
Except the Mishnah's saying chayav.
See, he holds, because he's going to change his mind. The Gemara is going to change his mind. He's going to retract this. He holds, you must wash 14 times, besides the first night. You must wash 14 times, besides the first night. So it's 15 times, including Shal Shadis. Yeah.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
You must wash 15 times, not 14 times.
Right, but the reason why he said 14 times is because it's not including the first night. Because the first night, the Chum agree. The Chum omrim ain l'davar kitzvah. It's not true. Not true. You don't want to wash. You don't have to wash. But the first night you have to. So he agrees to Rabbi Elazar about the first night. So Rabbi Elazar only said his halacha starting on the first day. First day, Rabbi Elazar says you have 14 times you have to eat in the sukkah. Starting with the first day. First night, everyone agrees to that. No one's saying, I'm not saying anything chiddush. Everyone agrees to that. Now, what about the chachamim? You wake up in the morning, I'm not interested in washing today. I'll have cereal for lunch. He says you could do that. Rabbi Elazar says you're not allowed to do that. You have to wash. Okay, so the 15th meal is Shal Shudas. Others say that the reason I didn't mention Shal Shudas, you don't have to accept it's a fancy thing. The reason I didn't mention Shal Shudas is because the Shal Shudas is not really, it's only once a week. Even these other reasons why he didn't mention Shal Shudas. Okay. V'od, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishalo Achal Leil Yomtav Rishon, you didn't eat the first night, Yashlum Leil Yomtav Achron Shel Chag, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres night. Like a makeup. He's going to retract this also because it doesn't make any sense. V'cham omrim ein l'davar tashlumen. There's no such thing as tashlumen. V'al zeh nemar, that's what it says. Mu'uvas lo yuchal l'sakein. Something crooked can't be made straight. V'chesron lo yuchal l'imono. Something missing can't be counted. Meaning, you missed it. You missed it. Life is like that. You missed it. What can I tell you? Okay. My time of the Rebbe Eliezer. What's Rebbe Eliezer's reason that holds you have to eat so many meals in a sukkah, you have to wash every time? The answer is, Teishvu ke'en teduru. Ma dira achas bayom v'achas balayla. Just like a normal life, one by day, you have 2 meals a day. Af sukkah achas bayom v'achas balayla. So too on sukkahs, you have 1 meal by day and 1 meal by night. Right? So too, same thing. And Tosfos says that in Yerushalmi, in the third Tosfos, be Yerushalmi yalav gzereshava, it's a gzereshava, nemar kan tashuvu, it's over here, tashuvu, and it says over there, Pesach Olam Moed, Toshuvu Yomim V'Layla Shivas Yomim. Where's that? By the Miluim. Just like over there was Asaba Asalailas Kiyomim, Afi Shiva, okay. Others say it's Gzer Shava from Tesvav, Tesvav, the Pesach, all these other random Pshatim. Interesting thing is, according to the Chachamim, you don't have to eat a Suda on, we'll get to that in a minute, I have it in my notes somewhere, you don't have to eat a suda on Yontif? You don't have to wash on Yontif morning? That's very interesting. That's right? Except for the first night, you don't have to wash. You don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. You want to have a snack, you can have a snack. So you said, that's what they said. That's interesting. How much I get? Yontif? Anyone heard such a thing? You don't have to have a suda? They seem to be saying. Well, doesn't right and Shabbos Chol Hamoed, right? Exactly. It's very interesting. It doesn't have to be Shabbos Chol Hamoed. Let's say Shabbos is the first day. So then there is no. But the point is, you're right. It's a very interesting thing. What does Nafka mean in that regard? We'll see in a minute. V'rabanan kedira. Rabbanan says, what do you mean? What do you mean? You have who ma dira iboy achel iboy lo achel. You want to eat? Good. You don't want to eat. Af sukanami iboy achel iboy lo achel. If you want to, good. If not, not. Which leads Tosfos to say, Iboy achel, klal, di achel chayev lechel basukkah. But if you do eat, you have to go to sukkah. Right? Umash mahacha de biyantif loha v'chiyuva? So the yantif, there's no chov, there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah? To eat a meal at all? V'i boi lo ochel klal chutz mil yantif rishon? Except for the first night? That's what the chum seemed to be saying. Ulufi zeh, listen to this. Im tov lo hizker shal yantif b'berchas ha-mazon, ein tzarech la'atzer. If you forget yalav yavo and benching, you don't have to say it over again. Why? Because that's the rule. The rule is that if you don't have to do the suda, you don't repeat like on Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to wash on Rosh Chodesh. But if you do, you say Al Viyavo. And what if you forgot to say Al Viyavo? You don't have to repeat benching. Why not? You don't have to do that. So say the same thing on Yantif? It's a big Chiddush. I don't have to eat a meal, therefore if I forget Al Viyavo. V'hadarmina parak shol shashachlu, shabasas v'yomtif, lo sagile de lo achel im asa im ta'a chozer. So, what do you mean? In Brachas it says not like that. In Brachas it says, if you on Shabbos and Yantif, you have to repeat benching if you forgot Al Viyavo. Sounds like you don't have to. Lo mi took my elbow lel yantif rishon shel pesach vel yantif achron rishon shel chag. It must be the first night of pesach and the first night of yantif. First night of sukkah. That's what it must be. Because the rest of sukkah is ein achinami. You don't have to wash. Right? Right. Va'ashkechon perak beiz de beitza, perak eil dvar me pesach, kam yantif chalkeo chetzio lashev v'chetzio lachem. Right, yantif is half and half. Chetzio lachila v'chetzio lebeit ha-medrash, divrei Rabbi Yoshua. So what do you mean? What do you mean you're not? Yeah, you don't have to wash for that. After a bitzru peiri, you can have meat, you can have fruit. You don't have to wash. It's still chetil Hashem and chetil Lachem, right? Right. The ein behen berchas amazon. You don't have to have benching. V'lo haskaris yomtiv elil yomtiv rishon shel chag lo tzagi below pas. The first night you have to have bread. Fine, very good. Very interesting. No, okay. Ihachi afil lele back to the gemara. Then why is the first night different? Why is the first night different? Who made up the first night? It's Asar. It says over here the 15th day of Nisan. And it says over there by Matzah, same story. Just like the first night of Pesach is a chov, the rest of it is a rishus. You don't have to eat matzah. Don't have to. Afkan, so too, Lila Rishon Rehova, the first night you have sukkah, you must sit in the sukkah. Mekan ve'ilech rishos. The rest of Pesach, it's a rishos. V'hasa menolim, how do you know that's true by Pesach? Who made up that rule? Amar Kra, be'erev toch l'matzos. It says be'erev toch l'matzos, hakasav kavu chova. There's a special chiyuv, be'erev toch l'matzos. Okay? Now, how much do you have to eat in the sukkah the first night? What's the shear? Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're making this gzeirah shava, how much matzah do you have to eat? You know, it comes to being like a massive amount of matzah. What's the shear? A kezias. That's the shear. You only need a kezias of matzah. Right? So why should it be different on sukkahs? It shouldn't. We're showing them whole, no, it's different on sukkahs. Sukkahs, you have to eat a kebetza, which is bigger than a kezias. Where'd that come from? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to do that. It's nice to do it. You want to be machmir, you should be machmir. We all eat that any more than that anyway. You should be machmir, you should be machmir. Bread. Right? Challah. A kebetza. More than a kezias. Where'd that come from? Says it comes from, because it comes from kevias. Taste where it came to duru, all these other ideas. And therefore, even though the gzeirah shava would require me to have only a kezias, and the Mishnah Berurah says you can have a kezias, you should be machmir like the other shitas to get a kebetza to be yotzi them for this kevias issue. Which is why some people have the minute to have matzah in the sukkah for this reason. Right? Okay. Va'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer says something else. He said that you can make up the meal on Shemini Atzeres night, which in Israel there's no sukkah. Now, a lot of sit in the sukkah there. It's Baltosif. No sukkah. So you can make up the sukkah that night. Says the Gemara, Va'am Rabbi Eliezer, Arba Asar Sudas, Chayv Adam Lechel B'Sukkah, Achas B'Yom V'Achas B'Layla. Right? So, what do you mean? What kind of makeup is that? It's not sukkahs. How can he make it up? Amar bira, Amar of Ami, Chazabor Rabbi Eliezer. He took that back. He took it back. You're right. I made a mistake. I never meant to say that. I'm wrong. Whatever it is, I'm wrong. I took it back. Right? And Rashi says, Chazabor Rabbi Eliezer, Eitzel Chachamim. That what? Lomer she'ain l'davar kitzva. He didn't take back the thing about the makeup. He took back about the 14 sudas. I agree with the rabbis. You want to eat the one, you want to wash, wash. You don't want to wash, you don't have to wash. I take it back. Right? V'im rachol zanos, you want to fast, you can fast. Chutz mileli yom tov rishon, except for the first night. Ubahami apolig alayo diksaver yesh lo tashlumin. But he still agrees it's tashlumin. He still agrees he can make it up. Kimosh yesh tashlumin lekabanos. Just like the tashlumin for kabanos. Yom rishon af b'yom tov achron. On the first day, yom tov achron also. Right? But it's a rule by kabanos. The Karban Chagiga. You're supposed to bring it on the first day. You can even bring it on the Shemini Atzeres. So if that's true, that could be even my meal on Shemini Atzeres too. That's what. So Mashlim B'mai. What do you mean? What are you making it up with? How are you making up that Suda? Elaim B'rifta. If you tell me you're going to wash. So Suda D'yomikachal. The Shemini Atzeres also has a Suda. So what? How do you know it's your Suda for makeup as opposed to a Shemini Atzeres Suda? Elamai Yashlim Yashlim Amin Tagima. You make it up with different kinds of Mini Targima. So Hamachok is what that is. Tosos here says, Mini Targima is basar, dogim, other things that you have with a meal, but not bread. Tanya Nami Hachi, Imashlim, the Mini Targima, Yatsa. If you're going to use Mini Targima, you're Yotze. That's how you make up the meal. You know, you have something extra at the Suda on Shemini Atzeres in the Sukkah, and it's not Baltosos somehow. Okay. Shal apotropos shel Agrifas HaMelech, the officer of Agrifas HaMelech, asked Rabbi Eliezer, Kigon ani, a guy like me, is Jewish? This person? Who is this person? Shani rogel lechol elasuda achas peyom. I only eat once a day. That's my regimen. It's called OMAD, right? One meal a day. And my regimen is OMAD, one meal a day. So if someone does that, mao she'ochel suda achas v'eftar. So can I be Yotze with one suda? So, if Rabbi Eliezer took back his 14 meals, what's the question? I'm not sure what the question is. What's the question? The answer is, of course, you can do what you want. Except for the first night, you can do what you want, you can fast. Maybe it's before he took it back. I don't know what the question is. Amalo, he told him, 1 second. B'chol yom v'yom atamamshech kamar parparos l'chovat atzmecha. Yeah, it's true, you only have one meal, but you have a lot of snack. You have a lot of parparos, which is like appetizers before the meal. You do that all day long. Enough of the day. So, achshav I ata mamshech parparos achas l'kavod konecha. Can't you do that in the sukkah? Can't you do that for Hashem? V'od shalu, not sure what this means. Kigon ani, guy like me, she actually stayed us. I have two wives. I know what that means. But achas b'tveria, achas b'tzipori. One in Tveria, one in Tzipori. Not that far away from each other, but they're not, you know, in the same block. So, v'yeshli shtei sukkos. I have two sukkos. Achas b'Tveria, v'achas b'Tzipori. One there, one there. Mahu she'etze misukkah l'sukkah v'ipater. Can I go from sukkah to sukkah? I'll spend one night over here, then I'll go the other night over there, then I'll go back halamoy, then I'll go. Can I do that? It's like a young couple going back and forth. Can I do that? Rabbi Eliezer says no. Amar lo, lo. You can't do that. Why not? Shani Omer, I hold kol hayotze misukkah l'sukkah batal mitzvasa shel rishona. When you leave the first sukkah to go to the second sukkah, why are you leaving the first sukkah? You're mevatel the chashivas of the first sukkah. That's a very, very unique shita, and now we're going to flesh that out. What does that mean? Why is that true? Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, ein yotze misukkah l'sukkah. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to leave one sukkah to go to another sukkah. V'ein osin sukkah b'chala shel moed. And you can't make a sukkah on chala moed. Someone's going away for the first day. They don't need a sukkah. They're going to be by their cousin. And then they come back. They've got to put up a sukkah. So they'll put up a sukkah on chala moed. He says he can't do that. Why not? And he can't go to another sukkah. Why not? V'chamom, the chum say, first of all, yotzin misukkah l'sukkah. There's no such halacha like this. You go from one sukkah to another sukkah. V'osin sukkah b'chala shel moed. And you can make a sukkah on chala moed. What's it really as his reason? Why can't you? Because he's going to hold that your sukkah has to be a 7-day sukkah. So to make a sukkah for half a sukkah is no such thing. To leave, to go to the other house, to go to your vacation house for half a sukkah is no such thing. You got to stay in the same sukkah the whole time. You can't build it on sukkah. It has to be a sukkah for a 7-day sukkah. Where did he get that from? He's going to learn out of sukkah. With the Chum, there's no such halacha like this. Right? V'shavin, they both agree. Shem nafla, that if the sukkah fell down, shechozer ubone b'chol shalmoid, but if it fell down, you can rebuild it on chalamoid. That, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to that. If it fell down, you can rebuild it on chalamoid. My time at Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? Where does this come from? Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Sag Chagasukis Tasalcha. Chagasukis, make for yourself, Shivas Yamim, Ase Sukkah. Right? For 7 days, make a Sukkah, L'Shiva. The Sukkah has to be for 7 days. It's a Farish Pasuk. V'Rabbanan, what are they going to do with that Pasuk? They hold it's not true. Hachikamai Rachmana. No, here's what it means. Asa Sukkah B'Chag, make a Sukkah on Sukkahs. Right? So what are they arguing about?
I think it's this week's parsha, by the way.
What?
I think that's this week's parsha. It's
Yes, it is. You're correct. Now, what are they arguing about? So the Sefer Panim Yafo says they're arguing about what were the Sukkahs like in the Midbar. If they were Anane HaKavod, there's no fixing them. There's no, well, for the first days I'll do be here, then I'll move. No such halacha like that. There was Anane HaKavod 24/7. So if you're modeling your Sukkah on that, you have to have one Sukkah. You can't change Sukkahs. You can't build it in the middle. But if you held it with real Sukkahs, why can't I build it in the middle? Did they move from place to place? Well, they carried the Sukkah with them when they moved? No. Took it apart, moved to the next location, and rebuilt it. If it's an Anani HaKavod, there's no rebuilding. There's no taking apart. You just went. So that's what they're arguing about, he says. That's why you would hold one Sukkah, or you could have more than one Sukkah. Vishavim, but they both agree. Shem Nafla, Shechoze, Ubon, Oso, Bechal, Shemoed. But they both agree you can rebuild in a Chalamoed. So Pshita, is that, what are you going to be without a Sukkah? Even the real Ezra would agree that if the hurricane came and knocked his Sukkah down, so put it back up. What would they say otherwise? Mao Zatema, I would have said, no, Hayachwi Dihi, this is a new Sukkah, Dein Ola Shiva, and it's not ready for 7 days, it's not 7 days, it's the middle. Kamashwan, that far he doesn't go. That far he doesn't go. So if there was a hurricane, a big storm, and your Sukkah got knocked down, even he would agree you could rebuild it. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kishem she'ein adam yotze yidei chavasa b'yam taf rishon shel chag b'lova shel chavero. Just like you can't use someone else's lulav on the first day, d'chziv u'lakachtem lachem b'yom harishon priya tzad ha'kavas tamar b'shel lachem. It's got to be your lulav. It's got to be yours. Kach, so too. Ein adam yotze yidei chavasa b'sukasa shel chavero. You can't use someone else's sukkah. D'chziv, because it says, Chag HaSukkah is Tasa Lecha, Shivas Yamim, Misha Lecha. It has to be your Sukkah. Just like it has to be your Lulav. Now, thankfully we don't hold like that. Right? V'chachamim Omrim, no. By Lulav they agree, that's the halacha, by Lulav. Afal Pisha Omru, Ein Adam Yozi Dechavasa B'yom Tefrishon. First day anyway. Bilulav Oshal Chavero. Yes, on Yom Tef you cannot use someone else's Lulav. But you don't have a lulav, you can't borrow someone else's lulav. Now, you're not supposed to. Right? You can make all these shtabatana, manaslahans, all that stuff, but really you can't use someone else's lulav, you have to use your own. Aval yotzi dechavasa b'sukasa shachavero. But to use someone else's sukkah, that you for sure can. Dechziv, because it says, kola ezrach b'yisrael yeshvu basukos. It says, kola ezrach b'yisrael yeshvu basukos. Right? Malamed, Shekol Yisrael Ru'uyim Leshe B'Sukkah Achas. It sounds like everybody could sit in one sukkah. How could everyone sit in one sukkah? Says Rashi, Dimashma Sukkah Achas L'Chol Yisrael. It's Mashma, one sukkah for the entire nation. Sheyeshvu Ba Zeh Achar Zeh. First, this family will go in. Then the next family goes in. And the whole Chol Yisrael will go into the sukkah. V'i Efsher Sheyeh B'Glukula. It's impossible that a sukkah could fit everybody. No, that's not, it's impossible. It's impossible that the lo mati shava pruta l'kol chad. It's impossible that everybody, where this comes from, that it's impossible that they have a sukkah, no matter how big it's going to be. There's a lot of Jews in the world. So it's impossible that every family is going to have a shava pruta's worth of ownership in that sukkah. It's impossible. Who made up a din of shava pruta? Where'd that din come from? Rashi just throws that in. Right? Therefore, Ela Alidei She'ila. The only way it's possible is if you borrow it. Right? Who belongs to, I don't know, Besdin, Sanhedrin, and they're going to lend it to everyone in Klal Yisrael. So what do you see? That you don't have to own it. So I don't have a sukkah. I can go to my neighbor. Can I borrow your sukkah? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot do that. It's got to be your sukkah. According to the Chacham, where we paskin, which is why always throughout history, apartment buildings and different borrowing, sharing in the driveway, it's all fine. It's all fine. Totally fine. Tosafos was asked the question, listen to this. in the Tosfos of Kol Ezach, it's at the bottom of the Tosfos. Tema, Dil Rebbe Eliezer Deboy Sukkah Shalochem, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that you have to have your own sukkah, just like you have to have your own lulav. Ein Shnayim Yotzim B'Sukkah Achas La'olam. So two people can't use the same from different family. Two people can't use the same sukkah, right? You have three holes. So if you had an apartment building in Rebbe Eliezer's town, every apartment has to have their own sukkah, right? For a second. Ein Shnayim Yotzim B'Sukkah Echad La'olam. V'Yitzarach L'Chol B'nei Abayis Sukkah L'Chol Echad V'Echad. Then each person in the house has to have their own sukkah. Why is my son who's bar mitzvah different than me? How can he be in the same sukkah as me? He doesn't have the same lulav as me. He has to get his own lulav. So that every boy in the house has to have their own sukkah? It says Tosfos, according to Rebbe Eliezer, how else could it be? That's crazy, right? V'shema, right? That's his kasha. That's Tosfos' kasha. According to that, every boy has to have their own sukkah. Women not, because they're not chayiv. And what if they want to? They have to have their own sukkah also? I never heard that. Even my lulav, they don't do that. Right? Even my lulav woman doesn't do that, right? She uses your lulav. Your wife wants to shake, she uses your lulav, right? So maybe, I don't know, not thinking about it. What about that? Does she need her own lulav? What? I understand. But if she's choosing to opt in... Ishtok a goofa, you want to say? Fine, let's say we'll get there. But you don't say that about the boys. So the boys would have to have their own sukkah also? Then Tosfos says, that's not, maybe not. V'shema... Havi mi Rebbe midichsev teishvu ke'ein teduru. Maybe because of that reason, she yochol meishiv yachad b'sukkah achas. The family sits in one sukkah. The family can eat together. The family says, each boy has their own sukkah, that's great. Even Rabbi Elazar, who said, everyone has to have their own sukkah, maybe it means each family. Right? That's what Tosfos answers. Because if teishvu ke'ein teduru, you don't need a suda, you have a Shabbat suda, yontav suda, you eat families together. Not in some other room, some other house. Right? So therefore, even though me'ikar svara, by smisvara, every boy should have their own sukkah, according to this. Okay, Teishvah and Kedur, that far we're not going to go. It's each family. So we change it from each person to each family. Okay, that's fair enough.
Because by lulav, you need your own lulav?
Yeah. Every bar mitzvah boy has their own lulav.
Yeah, today.
Today. So what it used to be that we used to be...
Growing up, the only rich people.
Correct. So that's because they were making it a matana.
Right,
all the...
And they shared it around.
Even at least the whole town had one sukkah. Right. Had one lulav. Right? The town had one lulav. Right? It used to be like that. It's totally fine. But then you have to go on to halachic ways, how are you going to get it to each person? Right? That's why he said you can't do that for the cotton, you can't do it because he won't give it back, because he doesn't have the das to give it back. Oh, shailah. But in B'mikra Adin, they have to have their own. So this is the equivalent of having their own. How are you doing that with a sukkah? I'm giving it to you as matana, and I'm sitting in the sukkah with you. It's a funny thing to do. Right? Let's assume you have to have your own sukkah, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So how are you sitting there with your boys? You're giving it to them as a matana, but you're in there also. It's a funny thing. Therefore Tosfos says, you have to have your own sukkah, everyone? No, teishvu ke'ein teduru. You don't have to do that. That far you don't have to go. Okay. What are we up to? Rabbanan. Hi, lecha, my darshi bey. So what do they do with the word lecha? They hold you don't have to have your own sukkah. Mi boile lemuute gezula, to exclude a stolen sukkah. You can't, a stolen sukkah, that's not yours. Stole it. What does a stolen sukkah mean? So in the next perek, it really is about lulav and esrog, stealing a lulav. But it goes into sukkah, that all the permutations, it's very hard to das, coming up at the end of the week. Very hard das, permutations about stealing sukkahs. There's three ways you can steal a sukkah. There's three ways. You can take a gun, or your arms, go into a sukkah and throw the guy out. I'm sitting in a sukkah now. That's one way. Second way is you can steal the wood and build your own sukkah. That's one way. And the third way is, like we said, if it's a sukkah on top of the camel, you steal the whole thing. Right? What about if someone's out on a trip and I go into their sukkah? He's away for the day. I know he's not going to be there. I go into his sukkah and I sit there. And I eat in his sukkah. My neighbor's sukkah. What?
I never asked him.
So is that stealing?
Probably.
One of the Rishonim asked that question, doesn't answer it. Is that stealing?
It would be with a lulav, right?
What? Yeah, but a lulav, what are you doing here? What are you stealing?
Zen and a
Exactly. What are you stealing exactly? But what are you? But
if you're going to shul sitting on a table, you take it.
Right, but if I throw you out, then I threw you out of the sukkah. Right, I picked you up, I threw you out of the sukkah. That's different than just using your sukkah when you're not home. Right? Okay. Aval she'ula ktiv kol ezrach, but it says kol ezrach, so that's borrowed. Everyone's going to be in one sukkah. How can everyone be in one sukkah? Because you're borrowing it from whoever. Viri Eliezer, hide kol ezrach my avidlei. What does he do with the words kol ezrach? Because he holds everyone has to have their own sukkah. So kol ezrach means like we're one big chai, so one big nation. What does that mean? Nah, mibayle, listen to this. Leger shenis gayer bein tayim. If a ger becomes a Jew, ger shenis gayer, not a goy shenis gayer, right? It doesn't say goy shenis gayer. A ger shenis gayer becomes a Jew on sukkahs, or katan shenis gadal bein tayim. If a katan becomes bar mitzvah on sukkahs, then what? The what? Yesterday he didn't have to sit in the sukkah. His birthday's a Chol HaMoed. Now we have to sit in the sukkah. Bar mitzvah on sukkahs. My son's like that. He's born on sukkahs. So I wanted to make his bar mitzvah shetel about this halach, this topic, but I couldn't think of anything to say. Because it's only according to Rabbi Eliezer. We don't like him anyway.
He would have been killed.
But what's the story? Exactly. Same thing with Sarissa Omer. It comes up 1,000 times. It comes up 1,000 times. When you start the Suda, you're not bar mitzvah. But now at the end of the Suda, you are bar mitzvah. You started before Shkia. Now can you bench? Can you be a mezumin? Does it go by the beginning? All the same question 1,000 times. So what's the issue, right? So even though Rabbi Eliezer held, that you're not allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, he did say that, it has to be a 7-day sukkah. Okay, if you're a ger on middle of sukkahs, or you become bar mitzvah middle of sukkahs, of course you have to sit in the sukkah the rest of the sukkahs. Of course. That's what it says, Kol Ezra. For Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan? How do they know that halacha? Well, kiven to shkiven to amru osin sukkah b'chalos hamoid. What do you mean? You make a sukkah b'chalos hamoid. So lo ein tzrich kra. I don't need a pasuk for that. I don't need a separate pasuk to tell me that a bar mitzvah boy becomes a bar mitzvah on sukkahs has to go to the sukkah. Of course he has to. Tana rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Eloi. There was a story with Rabbi Eloi. Shalok lahakol p'nei rabbo. Rabbi Eliezer rabbo b'lud b'regel. He went to go visit Rabbi Eliezer, his rebbe, in Lud on sukkahs on a regel. Amalo Eloi. Amalo Eloi. Any mishuvasi haregel, I'm not so happy that you're here. What are you doing here? Shai Rabbi Eliezer Omer, mishabeach ani yitzatzlanim. I praise the lazy ones. Very, very proud of the lazy ones. Shein yotzim yivatayim baregel. They don't leave their house on Yontif. They stay home with their wife. Dichsiv, v'samachta tov beitzecha. What are you doing? What are you come and visit me? What are you visiting me for? Stay home and visit with your wife. I'm very happy the lazy people don't come visit me on Yontif. Very happy. Ani? What's he talking about? What do you mean? This halacha, you have to visit your rebbe on the regel, shenemar, because it says that this is talking about when who was it?
The Shunammite woman
was going to Elisha, and the husband said to her, "Madua atoleches elayom elohayom? What are you going? What are you going for today? Lo chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh, v'lo Shabbos, it's not Shabbos, michlal." That if it wasn't Shabbos, or Yontif, or Shchodesh, Yontif's not mentioned, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, if it would be those days, I understand why you're going to see the Rebbe. I understand. So says the,
Why is that not the mitzvah cessation's mark wrong?
It's a good question. So but first, before that, the Marsha asks, but Yontif's not mentioned. So the answer is, it can't be worse than Rosh Chodesh. If you have a chiyav on Rosh Chodesh, for sure you have a chiyav on Rega. Can't be worse. So, says the Nevi Yehuda, this halacha doesn't apply anymore. It only applied when you're going to be older Rega. If you're going to be older Rega, you're going to Hashem, then you can go to your Rebbe too. But if you're not going to go to see Hashem, why are you seeing your Rebbe? So it's a pagam in Hashem. It's a slap in the face to Hashem. You are not going to, but I'll go but see my Rebbe still. So therefore, the halacha doesn't apply today, and there's no such halacha. The halacha there says, there is such halacha today that doesn't do that, that connection, no reason for that. The reason is, on Yontif, if you get some spiritual high, you go visit your Rebbe. Okay. Anyway, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. When can you visit your Rebbe? Hi. When can you visit your Rebbe? The Ozal Vasubiyome. Yeah, you can go for a few hours and come back home. That you can do. The hi, when was he upset about it? The Ozel v'lo asibiyomei, when you pick up and leave your wife, Like to go to Uman, there's not even a Rebbe there. That's when it's a problem. That's where it's a problem. Right? That's where it's a problem. That's what he was upset about. You want to go visit your Rebbe for 2 hours and come back, that's no problem. That's 100%. When is it a problem? When you're leaving her totally. Okay.
When he says Shabbos but not Yom Tov, could it be that it's like they describe the first day of Pesach as Shabbos when they count? So there's any Yom
Tov. It could be. It's a question of what that means, Shabbos, because expect every Shabbos to go, every Shabbos to leave. So even if you're going to go for a few hours, that's maybe the answer. Yes, go to the Shir on Shabbos. Go see your Rebbe every Shabbos. Go say hello. That's right. Tana Rabbanan. Maaser b'Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos b'Gola Elyon. He was Rabbi Eliezer was in the upper Galilee. B'Sukkasa Shal Yochanan b'Rabbi Eloi b'Kisiri. He was in his sukkah. Farmulei b'Kisirin. Others say he was in Kisirin. V'Yigia Chama l'Sukkah. It started to get very hot in the sukkah. Amalo. Maosh Efros Olai Tzadin. Can I put a sheet over here? Rashi says, L'Tzel Shlo Tishuz B'Chashemesh. The sun's beating down over here. Me Asher Misham Mosef Al-Ola, right? B'Shabbos Olo. You have to give some answer how this will not be a problem of schach. You have to find all the Rishonim say. You have to find some way how it's not going to be a problem of the schach. Maybe it's in one corner. You have to give some answer why it's not a problem of ruining the schach. But it was a different question about the olah right. Can I make an olah right? The whole shaila, right? You can't put out the awning on Shabbos. What if it's half open? That was a shaila. So amalo in the chol shevet v'shevet mi Yisrael shlohem ben menu shofet. There was no shevet that didn't have a shofet. How many shoftim were there? How many shevet are there? Says Rashi, interesting. What kind of answer was that? He wasn't answering him. He wasn't answering him. He told him some side story. There's no every shevet had a shofet. Says Rashi, Moshia es Yisrael, people who saved Israel. Osa chayu mishmos Yoshua vadi Shmuel shmishemes Shaul lamelach. From Yoshua till Shaul, those are the shoftim. It's a book called Shoftim, the Book of Judges. It's in Tanakh, second volume. Yoshua me Ephraim. Yeshua came from the Shevet of Ephraim. Ehud mish Binyamin. Gidon mi Menashe. Harei b'nei Rachel. That's b'nei Rachel. Shimshon mi Don. Barak mi Kodesh Naphtali. Harei b'nei Bilha. Ivson Zeboaz. That's mi Yehuda. Eli mi Levi. Tola mi Yisachar. Elon hazvulani mi Zvulun. Eli mi Furashim. Those we know. Aval. Asniel. The Yiftach. The Shamgar. The Yair. The Avdon. Loyadati Shemos Shiftein. I have no idea what Shevet they're from. I don't know. Reuben Shimon Vgod Vasher Lomatasi Mefurish. Reuben Shimon God and Asher, I don't know which what shofets those have to fit into those. Because we can't imagine that Rabbi Eliezer was saying wrong. So we don't know. So others say, well, it makes sense to say that Menashe, Yair was from Chavas Yair, so he's Menashe. Yiftach was from Gilad, which is Avdon ben Hillel was from Sherid Ephraim. Others, anyway, we don't know. Anyway, Higia Chama Lachatzia Sukkah. It started to get really hot. So Amalo, Masa Efrash Aleh Ma'atzad. Nu, can I put a sheet on or not? Amalo, Ein Lachol Kol Shevet Shevet Yisrael. There's no Shevet Shal Yatzim Mimenu Neviim. That every Shevet had at least one Navi. Shevet Yehuda Ubin Yamin, and Yehuda Ben Yamin didn't have Neviim, but Heamidu Malachim Alpi Neviim. They had Malachim at least. Everyone asks, what do you mean Shevet Yehuda didn't have a Navi? Yeshaya was the brother of the Melech. So he was from Shevet Yehuda. Right? Wasn't Yeshaya the brother of the Melech? Yes. Amotz. Yeshaya ben Amotz. Amotz was the brother of Amatzia, who was the king. So he's Shevet Yehuda. What do you mean Shevet Yehuda? So, you have to give an answer. Anyway, Higia Chamal Magalosa Shalor Belezer. So much sunlight already. It's so hot in there. He took a sheet and put it over himself. So Rabbi Elazar got up and walked out of the sukkah. Well, they say fliga b'dvar. Not because he argued. That's not why. Ella mivnei shalom omar davar shalom sham and pirabu l'olam. He didn't say anything they never heard from his Rebbe Beferish. Hechi avet hachi, how can he do that? From Rabbi Elazar ain yotzim mitzukah l'sukkah. He can't leave the sukkah.
I have a problem with that still.
So answer is regal achay. No, it wasn't sukkahs. It wasn't sukkahs. They were just sitting outside. In some kind of gazebo. It wasn't Sukkot. But I praise the lazy ones because they don't leave the Sukkah. No. It was Shabbos. It wasn't Yom Tov. It was Shabbos. And he's home on Shabbos with the family. Fine. And so what do you see from here? that he didn't want to answer, he didn't want to give an answer that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. He never heard from his Rebbe this issue with the Olah, right? So he didn't want to answer. So he's saying other things about Nevi'im and about judges that he didn't want to answer, and then he just left. Okay? So tomorrow, we're going to pick up, tomorrow's a very famous daf, pretty famous daf. So tomorrow, from till the Mishnah's Olah Garata, most of it's about Rebbe Eliezer.
How's Rebbe Eliezer considered Shamudi? As Rebbe's Rebbe Yochanan Ben Zakkai.
The what?
How's Eliezer considered Shamudi? As Rebbe's Rebbe Yochanan Ben Zakkai.